Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Monolithic Limited Q3 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors LLP. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sana Kapoor from Go India Advisors LLP. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Palak. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the earnings conference call of Monolithic India Limited to discuss the Q3 and nine months FY26 results. We have on the call with us from the management, Mr. Prabhat Tekriwal, Chairman and CFO, Mr. Harsh Tekriwal, Managing Director, and Mr. Pritesh Tekriwal, Executive Director. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. May I now request Mr. Harsh Tekriwal to take us through the company's business outlook and financial highlights, subsequent to which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sana. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to all participants joining us today. We are delighted to have you with us and appreciate you taking the time to be here. Before we deep dive into the numbers, I would like to briefly reiterate where we stand strategically and how we are positioning Monolithic for sustained long-term growth. Monolithic India, established in 2018 as a part of Minerl Group, has emerged as a leading producer of high-quality premixed drumming mass for India's secondary steel industry. As a pioneer in premixed drumming mass adoption, the company helped transform the market from largely non-premixed usage to widespread acceptance of the premixed products. Extended lining life, energy efficiency, improved cost effectiveness are some of the key features. Today, Monolithic India serves the majority of integrated steel plants in India, wide across in most of the regions, supported by its strategically located facility in Purulia, Ranchi, close to key secondary steel clusters in eastern and central India. Well-positioned to benefit from India's infrastructure-led steel growth, Monolithic India is executing a major capacity expansion from 256,000 MTPA to 574,000 MTPA by Q1 FY27, supported by automation and advanced machinery. These initiatives, along with planned expansion into adjacent and unshaped refractory segments, underpin the company's long-term growth and margin stability. Now, coming to our Q3 and nine-month performance, I'm happy to share that Q3 FY26 marks a milestone quarter for Monolithic India. Despite headwinds faced by end users in the steel industry and the world, demand momentum for our company remained largely intact, keeping us well-positioned to sustain our growth trajectory. Q3 FY26 revenue, EBITDA, and PAT increased by 43%, 50%, and 54% respectively. This performance was driven primarily by the near completion of our brownfield expansion, which resulted in capacity expansion and improved operational efficiency, translating into better profitability. I'm delighted to mention, coming to the strategic updates, I'm delighted to mention that the brownfield project was completed by replacing the existing production line with minimum capital outlay and limited downtime. Efforts continue to enhance the efficiency of the newly established line. These complex CapEx initiatives have significantly reduced the consumable and labor costs and therefore have enhanced the profitability. It was essential for us to upgrade the entire crushing line while ensuring the supply chain remained uninterrupted to increase the capacity immediately to tap the demand. As previously committed, Monolithic India has acquired 100% stake in Minerl India Global Private Limited, making it a wholly-owned subsidiary effective 8 November 2025. The acquisition strengthens the company's scale, cost structure, and group synergies, and consolidates the drumming mass business under a single entity and expands its market presence with capacity enhancement at MIGPL underway and expected to be completed in Q4 FY26. Our greenfield project, which will be amongst the most efficient plants in the industry, continue to progress on schedule. We remain fully committed to inaugurating this facility by Q1 FY27, which will take our total installed capacity to approximately 5.74 lakh metric ton per annum, positioning Monolithish as the largest summing mass manufacturer in the world. On the deployment of IPO proceeds, out of the total 44 crores capex embarked, the current capex which has been finished is around 15.18 on the capital plan. On the product side, the transition from SGB777 to SGB Limited is going to be the new key driving factor in Q4. With 15 to 20% superior lifespan, we expect high growth customers to switch from SGB777 to SGB Limited, and this switching will enhance our premium realizations and better profitability for them. I would also want to highlight that Monolithish India Limited has been recognized among the Forbes India DGMS 2025 Select 200 Companies with Global Business Potential, highlighting its strong scalability, innovation and global growth ambitions. The recognition reinforces the company's commitment to value creation and expanding its international footprint. Looking ahead, we enter Q4 FY26 with strong momentum. As a part of the company, it takes immense proud for me to reiterate that the revenue guidance given remains intact, and we'll be accomplishing 140 to 150 crore rupees, supported by volume growth, improving operational efficiencies and disciplined project execution. With a robust balance sheet, scalable operation and a clear strategic roadmap, we remain focused on scaling revenues, profitability, creating shareholder value and value for the customers as well. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Kritesh Tikriwal, who will take you through the company's financial performance. Over to you, Kritesh.
Thank you, Arshar. Good afternoon, everyone. So, coming to quarter financial performance, Q3 FY26 marks an important inflection point for Monolithish, not only in terms of financial performance, but also in execution of our strategic roadmap post-listing. Q3 FY26 was our strongest quarter to date, with revenue, EBITDA and PAT up by 43, 50 and 54% to 37.36 crores, 8.94 crores and 6.08 crores respectively, supported by higher volumes, improved efficiency and consolidation of our group operations. Profitability continued to strengthen, with EBITDA margins expanding to 23.9% and PAT margins improving to 16.3%. This underscores the scalability of our business model and benefits of recent capacity enhancement. Coming to the 9-month financial performance, consolidated revenue from 8th November stood at 94.64 crores, registering a strong 40.82 year-on-year growth. EBITDA rose 51.6% year-on-year to rupees 21.86 crores, supported by healthy margin expansions. Profitability remained robust, with PAT up 52.15% year-on-year to rupees 14.88 crore. Overall, this performance was driven by near completion of the brownfield expansion and the acquisition of Mineral India Global Private Limited, enhancing scale, efficiency and profitability. While the greenfield project remains on track for inauguration in Q1 27, in conclusion, the company enters Q4 25 financial year 26 with strong momentum, supported by volume growth, favorable steel sector dynamics, improved operational efficiency and disciplined execution. Management has reiterated its full year guidance of rupees 140 to 150 crores in consolidated revenue and EBITDA of around 32 crores. While remaining confident in its ability to drive sustained profitability and achieve a 5-fold increase in revenue and EBITDA by financial year 28, the company continues to maintain a strong, an achievable 5-fold increase in revenue and EBITDA by FY28. The balance sheet, supported by disciplined capital deployment, prudent financial management, and support from all our stakeholders, we remain confident in our ability to deliver our stated growth objectives. Now, with this, I would like to open the floor for questioning. Over to our moderator.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Kushal from InvIT Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for taking my question. Sir, I'm slightly new to the company, so just pardon me for some basic questions. Just wanted to understand brownfield CapEx, which we have done. You've said that brownfield is done without impacting any production. So can you just explain what is this brownfield and how will this, how much CapEx was done, how will this add to our top line, bottom line?
Yes. So hi, Kushal. How are you? First of all, welcome to the entire session. What we are doing here, there are three segments which are there in the production part. First is crushing, second is screening, third is mixing, and mixing with packaging. Okay? So now in the brownfield, what we are doing is we are enhancing the capacity segment by segment. First, we expanded the crushing segment. Now, in the second step, we are expanding the mixing and packaging segment, and subsequent to that, we'll be expanding the screening segment. Okay? At present, roughly around 7 to 8 crore rupees of CapEx has been done for the entire new crushing line. The existing crushing line that existed was installed in 2019, and it had more components from India. We have switched from that to the advanced machinery, and the capacity has increased significantly due to that.
So how much incremental top line, bottom line can be expected from this particular brownfield? You've indicated in the PPT that it's, 5x capacity expansion, but from this particular exercise...
The 5x capacity which has been indicated there is a complete measure of first what capacity increment is going to come in the brownfield monolithic plus the subsidiary Metallurgica plus whatever capacity Mineral India Global is going to have. It is not going to be the entire thing from the brownfield itself. Regarding the top line and the bottom line of monolithic standalone, what we are expecting, we were at 132,000 tons a month. Now we are somewhere around 256,000 tons a month, and it is a 7.5 to 8 rupees kg product where we are expecting to be 80 to 90% efficient. So you can do the math there.
Understood. So roughly 90% additional capacity is added due to this brownfield is what I understand.
Yes. Understood. The capacity that has been added now is the crushing capacity. Now we are enhancing the line ahead as well. Okay. So you might see that in this current quarter, we are doing 75%, 80% capacity. But subsequently, because see, the customers that we supply to, they require this product on a continuous basis. So we can take shutdowns for one shift, one day, 2 days, but we cannot take a long shutdown because that will lead to customer realignment. Okay. So what we are doing is that in this quarter also, we took around part shutdowns for around 6 to 7 days or 8 days. And again, in this quarter, what we'll do partly, we'll take the steps. First, we'll do the crushing. Then we'll try to change the product parts and try to do it as swiftly as possible so that our current customer lines do not go bad.
Understood. So current revenues are actually on 132,000 capacity
No. The current revenues are driven by the acquisition of our group company plus whatever capacity we have enhanced, and some results have already started popping in. So we are almost 30%, 40%. We have increased our capacity from the previous quarter, not from 1,32,000. If you look from there, it's around going to be 60%. We have already stabilized that line. So there is another 20 to 30% which we have to optimize, which we are quite sure that we'll be able to do in a couple of months.
Understood. So just last point before I move to the next question. On 256, yes. What is the current capacity utilization for Q3?
Q3 is roughly around 80%, 80 to 81%.
On 256,000 MTPA.
So 256,000 has been achieved. The 50,000 capacity has been enhanced on 13th or 14th of January. We were running at 206,000 capacity, and in that 206,000 also, the entire Q3 was not of the same part. So the capacity, there are three crushing units. One is the primary crusher, the second is the secondary, and the lastly, the tertiary crusher. So we changed one by one, enhancing the capacity. So if you follow the timeline of capacity enhancement updates that has been given, you will be able to follow it better, sir.
Understood. Fair enough, sir. Thank you so much. Sir, my next question is on this new product called SGB Limited. Sir, how is this different versus our old product? Are our EBITDA margins higher in this, and why will customers switch to this? So what are the, you know, advantages or reasons will customers will switch to this new product?
Sir, the product that we have developed in SGB Limited is majorly dependent on the fact that, see, in our product, when we manufacture, the overall bulk density of the product has to be high. Okay, the higher the bulk density, the better your product is. So the crushing system that we were using before, we were not able to achieve that bulk density what we can achieve now. There is reduction of fines, because of which the product quality has improved. But this product quality improvement will definitely attract some premium from the customers, because the entire capacity that we have changed and the product line that we have changed will not be only for the fact that the customer benefits. Both of us have to benefit mutually. And whatever trials, see, we did initial trials of this in August and September as well, okay? But the fact was that we were not able to large-scale produce this or commercialize this, because we were still going in the transition phase. But now, since last 10 days, we have started putting this in the market very aggressively, and in the next couple of months, we see at least 50 to 60% customers transiting from SGB 777 to SGB Limited.
And sir, in terms of usage, in terms of maybe in terms of kgs or in terms of tons, will this SGB Limited be higher or lower versus SGB 777?
Definitely, the overall requirement of the customer will remain intact from us, for the fact that anywhere where we are supplying, we are not the only vendors. Okay, so most of the customers, the large scale customers, will have a ratio 80-20, 50-50, 60-40, whatever is going to be, there is going to be a set ratio. For huge customers, I'm talking about customers who require more than 1,000 tons a month or 600 tons a month, for them, no one's going to be dependent on a single vendor, because this is a very critical product, okay? So in our product consumption-wise, if you see, their consumption will improve, but we will take the space of the existing person who is supplying there, and we will get more portion of share from them.
And this will be also higher EBITDA margin, is what you are referring to?
Yes. This has to be better rate margins, without a doubt.
Understood. Great. Just lastly, on the labor code changes, any impact of that on our employee cost or anything going forward?
Sir, there will be a slight increment in the entire situation, because there are a lot of changes that have been put in, but we are still evaluating it. The good part is that the earlier crusher line that we had, and the crushing line that we have now, we have almost reduced the crushing labor to 20 to 30%. Okay, so overall I think we did it at the right time, so it should be negated, but we cannot defy the fact that maybe there is, you know, things have to be still developed. We are still processing it, that how much it is going to you know, impact us.
Understood, got it. Sir, lastly, just on my last part on our 5x capacity expansion, how confident are we on market absorbing this? Because FY28 is just 2 years, right, from here. And within 2 years, you are confident that we'll be able to fully, you know, scale up our revenues 5 times in the next 2 years?
Sir, it is not about that. The fact is that, see, our net block remains whatever was existing and whatever we have taken from the IPO proceeds. So we will be at that capacity, and we are seeing a huge demand surge in the terms of metal industry, especially we have seen a huge demand increasing in aluminium, then other products. Now silver is also increasing, and so will the steel. Okay, if you see 2-3 days back, JSW itself has told that they will be targeting 50 MTPA in 2030, but they are not in our customer segment, they are in the primary sector. But somehow the entire line remains intact, that 300 million ton was the story for India in 2030, and if that is remaining intact, our story should remain largely intact. Rest, at this certain time, the best thing that we are trying to do is come on the quarterly guidance. We are trying to give quarterly guidance, we are trying to give yearly guidance. So we'll try to be as accurate as possible to ensure the prudentiality of the company.
Oh, perfect. Great, sir. Great. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one now. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Swaraj Mehta from Perpetual Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. My first question
Thank
was...
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. While gross margins have seen some compression, our EBITDA margins have actually expanded to 22%, which seems largely driven by the 8% drop in other expenses. So could you help us understand the nature of this reduction in other expenses, like which particular component of other expenses contributed to this decline, and what, or has been any, there been a change in the classification of costs from COGS, between COGS and other expenses? So just wanted to understand that.
So I'll explain you. Regarding the COGS, we remain largely dependent on additives, boric acid, boron oxide from our customers, which is again dependent on dollar, as we mentioned in the last quarter itself, that whatever, you know, impact of boric acid or boron oxide or the additives that comes to us, how we try to manage that is we try to be 2-3 months ahead. So like if you see our inventory, we have a lot of boron and boric acid in stock. So why do we keep this? So that whenever there is a excessive hit that is coming to the bottom line, we can pass that to the customers. So there is no change as such in the classification. Coming to the margins improving, it is largely because of the three facts. We were using Indian make machineries which were not that competent and required lot of consumables. Now we are using a Swedish company machinery which is highly advanced, and we have given them on AMC basis. So that is the basic reason why you see there is decline in the consumable cost. And as I told you, that the process has become automated comparative to the last quarter, which is why our labor costs have gone down. And apart from these two facts, the third thing is that the previous machinery used to utilize more electricity. The electricity costs have gone down slightly for us.
Okay, that helps. And in terms of logistic costs, So could you clarify the revenue recognition model regarding Logix? So do we predominantly bill clients on ex-work basis or it's on a for delivered basis? So, and how much of, if it is delivered, so how much of a revenue is simply a pass-through?
Sorry, sir, can you repeat your question again, please?
So do we predominantly bill clients on an ex-work basis or our realization also includes the logistics cost?
The 95% of our billing is FOR basis because the areas that we are delivering, the price varies from 300 rupees metric ton to 1400 rupees a metric ton, and that we add up in the bill. 5% is ex-works.
Okay.
Yes.
And could you give me the volume breakdown for quarter one, quarter two, quarter three, and the growth this quarter year on year?
One second, sir. What do you want? Tell me again.
A volume breakdown for quarter one, quarter two, and quarter three of this year, and the growth this quarter versus year on year last year.
Sir, I do not have the exact data in hand, but from quarter one to quarter two to quarter three, roughly we have been increasing by 15%, 14 to 15% or so. Maybe in quarter three, there will be slightly higher, around 20%, but I have got the data now. One second. Can you open that for me, please? Yes. So this we need for, no. 9 months FY25 now. One second. You need for this quarter?
Yes, this quarter. This quarter and if previous quarters are available?
This quarter roughly we have done around 37,461 tons or something like this. The previous quarter should be, I'm not sure because I can mail you the exact data, but should be around 33,000 or 34,000.
Okay.
And the quarter before that, I think should be around 30,100 or something like that. The 9 months total that is coming up to be should be around 1,14,000. Again, this is the data that we have mentioned. Exact, if you need point-wise data, I can mail you that.
Okay, great.
Yes.
And regarding Mineral Global India, we currently have a 50,000 capacity that will be over 574, right?
No, sir. Mineral India capacity is currently 50,000 tons, which is going to become 65,000 tons. So, it is, and there is no capex money that is involved. Whatever little bit of machinery that came out from Monolithish, we are putting it there so that, you know, it becomes slightly efficient. So Monolithish was anyway a 132,000 ton plant. So there are a couple of things which we could plug in here.
Okay, so this 574 capacity will include this 65,000 that is going to...
Yes, sir, it would.
Okay, and this green plant upgrade to 574, why are we doing a greenfield plant? So does it have a different tech and how much capex has been deployed for this new greenfield expansion?
Sir, the first reason is that I do not have land in the parent plant. The land is already predominantly completely occupied and the new expansion which is going is being done in around 12 or 13 acres of land is there. Okay. The expansion capex plan what is going in is mentioned in the prospectus. That is the exact amount what we have planned. And I think we would be doing slightly some savings on that as well.
Okay. So, yes. But does this have a different tag for the
new product? If you try to see the journey of Monolithish, it started from 3 into 12, 36,000 tons a month plant. And it has evolved to this. So whenever you are trying to renovate a house, it wouldn't be as beautiful as building up at a new place. So definitely the technology, the overall spaciousness and the
clarity will be much better in the new plant because it is going to bring the single capacity all together and not by changing things and trying to tweak things. So it has to be much superior than this, for sure.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. All the best.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Dipesh Sancheti from Mania Finance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes,
you're audible, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I just wanted to know how much do we export as of now, as in what percentage of our sales is into exports and what geographies do we cover?
Sir, right now we are doing around, I'm giving you a ballpark figure of 15 lakh, 10 to 15 lakh rupees a month to Nepal. Okay. The location where we are located is very suitable for Nepal and Bangladesh. Okay. Bangladesh being disturbed, we are doing exports of around 15 to 20 lakh rupees to Bangladesh, but that is via traders. We are not engaging with the customer directly. We are selling them our product in our plant on cash basis and then they are trading it. Nepal, we are doing with the customers directly, say about 10, 15 lakh rupees. This is the current scenario, but we are going to see a huge capacity requirement increase in Nepal for the SGB Limited product because it has showcased good qualities and skills. Regarding the exports to other countries, as we have mentioned before, that we are trying to hunt down land near the Mundra port, near the port region of Mundra, because you have to go sit there to be, you know, financially effective for the customer to procure from you. So if you understand the basic of our product, it has three constituents. One is the product, the second is the transportation cost, and the third is where it is traveling to. So if I try to send something from my current works to Mundra port, it costs around 4 to 5 rupees kg. 7 rupees kg is going to be my, 7 to 8 rupees kg is going to be the product cost of mine. So while it reaches 13 rupees kg, we become non-competent to people who are sitting in Rajasthan. So to export to African countries, to export to the Middle East region, we have to have a presence in that region. But with the blessings of all, we are sure that by the next year, we'll have a small presence, say about 5 to 6,000 tons a month. But definitely, that presence will be there in Rajasthan very, very soon.
Okay. And what will be the capex which will be involved for the presence in Rajasthan?
Very little, sir, because what we are trying to do is the capex will largely be involved in the land. The land area will, the land cost, what we are estimating is going to be around 2 crore rupees. And then there would be 4 to 5 crore rupees requirement for shade works and machinery. We are going to try to install most of the things that we have taken out from here because we are initially planning a 50 to 60,000 tons year plant there. And for that, we have most of the things, but maybe another 1 or 2 crore rupees required for small and big changes and tweaks. That's it.
Okay. Can you throw some light on the greenfield capex plan? And is the capex that is being used for the same? And what will be the contribution to the top line and the bottom line after this capex?
Sir, right now, around 11 to 12 crore rupees have been already put in the capex of the greenfield, which involves the crushing unit has been brought into the site and foundation work is being done. Apart from that, there is boundary work which is going on. We procured the land. This was like around 2 months back. Now, the next bit is the mixing and the packaging line and the warehousing area. So, all those things are starting to kick in the next 5-7 days.
we are expecting, at least 5 to 6 crore rupees of savings on whatever capex plans we laid for Metallurgica in the prospectus. So you can go through the prospectus. I think, it has almost every element what would be required.
Okay. And what are the cost reduction measures that we are working on? How much is the CAPEX, and how much cost savings do we expect after the CAPEX?
Sir, this is very tough for me to tell right now because, this is a product involving a lot of volume, okay? So you start saving 20 rupees a ton in your loading, it adds to your bottom line to a lot. So once it is done, we can tell. But definitely, as by the laws of the nature, anything being set up at a new phase, new advanced phase, has to yield better performance and better efficiency. So we are trying to do our best to, improvise things. But the exact percentage is beyond my scope to right now, comment on.
So what is the cash position of the company right now? If you can just mention that, how much is the debt, net debt, and if you can bifurcate how much is the net debt in terms of short term and long term?
Sir, net debt remains almost negligible. Okay. So I think it should be less than what? 0.3% or something.
And how much is the cash position?
Cash position is 3.5 crore rupees in operating. 1 second, sir. 3.5 crore rupees in 1 second. Okay. Operating activities is the net position at present. So we have increased inventory by 6 crore rupees. 2 crores of trade receivables have increased. And 2.5 crores of early payment has been done. So in net, the current what is left with us is around 3.5 crores.
So how are you going to fund this CAPEX?
We have the IPO proceeds for the CAPEX, right?
Exactly. How much IPO proceeds are left with that? I just wanted
36 crore rupees is left with us, which is in the bank. Which is in the bank, yes.
Okay. So that will be enough for the CAPEX?
That is going to be more than enough. We will be converting 5-6 crore rupees to working capital. We will not require this much CAPEX because what we are doing right now, we planned a bigger shed for this, but now we are doing a smaller shed. So I think we should be able to save 5-6 crore rupees in this as well.
Okay. Fine.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Ankur Gulati from Genuity Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Sir, ye jo naya product hai, iska per kg realization kitna aa raha hai?
Sir, namaskar. Sir, ye jo naya product hai na, इसका भी हम लोग एग्जैक्टली कस्टमर से पैसा लेना स्टार्ट नहीं किए. ये अभी HGB 777 के बदले हम लोग उसको दे रहे हैं. इसका एग्जैक्ट कॉस्टिंग प्राइस ये अब नेक्स्ट 5-7 दिन में तय होगा, लेकिन लगभग आप मान के चलिए जो भी हमारे एग्जिस्टिंग प्रोडक्ट रेंज था उससे अराउंड 1000 से 1500 रुपीज इसका कॉस्ट ज्यादा रहेगा
पर एमपी. ठीक है. और 256,000 का जो अभी कैपेसिटी है उसमें से इसमें कितना है आपके पास ये बनाने वाला? अभी कितना
ये हम बना सकते हैं ना सर? ये तो जो अभी हमने नया इंस्टॉलेशन किया है, अब उसके बाद ये ग्रेड हम चाहें तो पूरा भी बना सकते हैं. डिपेंड करता है कि कितना बाजार एब्जॉर्ब करना चाहता है. जितना चाहेगा उतना दे देंगे.
ठीक है. ओके. थैंक यू. ऑल द बेस्ट.
थैंक यू सो मच सर.
थैंक यू सर. The next question is from the line of Jonathan Fernandez from White Bridge Capital Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, congratulations on the numbers.
Thank you so much, sir. Good afternoon.
What is the sustainable EBITDA margin going forward?
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Your voice is breaking.
Hello? Can you hear?
Sir, your voice is breaking.
One second. Let me just shift.
Yes, sir.
Hello? Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. So my first question was, what is the sustainable EBITDA margins going forward, and what is your target ROCE from here? And the second question would be, what is the average selling price of the ramming mass in Q3 and 9 months? And if you could just break down and bifurcate the major raw material costs, like you can specify per kg the bifurcation for Q3 and 9 months.
Sir, I will answer you one by one. If you can just repeat your question again from the beginning.
Yeah, sure. No problem. So the first question was, what is the sustainable EBITDA margins going forward on a consolidated basis, and what is the target ROCE?
Sir, we are looking for to be somewhere around 22%-26% of EBITDA, 22% being on the lower side and 26% being on the higher side. Currently, we are running around 23% or 24%, I believe.
Correct.
Yes.
What is your target ROCE?
Sir, it's going to be somewhere around 26%-30%. That is what we are trying to tell, because it's better to underplay and perform better.
All right. And the second question was, what is the average selling price of the ramming mass in Q3 and 9-month FY 2026 per kg, if you can just mention?
This year, overall, the prices have been somewhere near to 8 rupees/kg. Okay? And in almost every one and a half year, it tends to increase by 400-500 rupees due to the costs that comes slightly through the raw materials plus the added inflation and all that. So if you're trying to see, okay, that where the price will go in the next one or two years, maybe that is what we think. I mean, there is no statistical data for that, but if you look upon the 4-5 years, this is what we see, that 5 rupees, then 6, then 6.5, 7. So it depends really how fast things are evolving, how fast boric acid, boron oxide rates are going, how the raw material stone costs that we are procuring, they are behaving. So all those things come into play.
Right. So if you can just let me know, what's the current bifurcation of these raw material costs, like on average?
Sir, average bifurcation is stone is somewhere between 2.2-2.6 rupees/kg, and somewhere around 1-1.7 rupees is going to be the additive cost.
Okay. Understood.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Rudraksh Kalra from MB Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. My question is, as the world is moving towards a more decarbonized world in terms of grid renewables, how is the company upgrading its products in that line? Have we started to move towards that, or the company still has to take steps towards moving that towards there?
Sir, so the biggest thing for this is that we are perhaps going to be the first company to be dependent on 60%-70% renewable energy in the next 4 or 5 months. So there are a couple of headwinds that are coming for solar energy installation. That is that it has to be installed at the rooftop, and our rooftop, there is slight dust that accumulates over there. So we are still trying to gather someone who can take the AMC so that we get minimum load power from them. Okay, so that is going to be, I think, the biggest step. Apart from that, we are talking terms with Propel for electric dumpers and electric locomotives to work inside, so that we try to reduce diesel usage as much as possible. Apart from that, I'll just tell you in brief that the process that our secondary steel makers use and the product where this is used is, more greener than the blast furnace cycle. So, I mean, some or the other way, the cycle is contributing to better carbon footprints, if that is what you are looking forward to, sir.
So my question was specifically towards the product offering. Product offering mein kahan se hum move kar rahe hain? Kya hamare paas
product offering mein hamare paas mein jo product hai, isme koi movement ki jagah nahi hai, jisme ki hum kisi bhi tarike se isko tweak kar sake. Ye ek technical product hai, jiska jo technical parameters hai, wo fixed hai. Usme aap jo better केमिकल परसेंटेज दे सकते हैं, जो आप बेटर बल्क डेंसिटी दे सकते हैं वो आप दे सकते हैं, बट यू नो दिस इज नॉट गोइंग टू बी अ प्रोडक्ट वेयर यू नो यू कैन ट्राई टू मेक इट ग्रीन बाय एनी चांस. यू कैन जस्ट अडॉप्ट बेटर टेक्नोलॉजीज, बेटर यू नो मोर रेन वाटर हार्वेस्टिंग एंड मोर ऑपरेशनल थिंग्स, बट नथिंग ऑन द प्रोडक्ट साइकिल दैट कैन बी डन टू मेक इट मोर फ्रेंडली.
Got your point, but market में अभी और ऐसी कोई technologies तो नहीं है, competitive products भी नहीं है as of now that's there in the public knowledge की. That is another question I had to ask.
Sir, Ramin,
आपके product के साथ compete कर सके on a greener basis, on a more
sir Ramin mass तीन तरह के होते हैं. एक basic Ramin mass होता है, एक acidic होता है और एक neutral होता है. So the neutral Ramin mass is around 100 rupees, 105 rupees a kg. Basic Ramin mass is 70 rupees and this is 7 rupees a kg. So as of now, if you see on the cost effectiveness basis, there is no competition to this product which is visible at present, sir.
All right. Another question I have, कि अगर आप मेरे को थोड़ा एक basic demand और जो production है आपकी उसके demand cluster और supply cluster के एक थोड़ा consumption मेरे को समझा दीजिए, and मतलब और what are the future opportunities जिस जैसे company sees कि वहाँ पे we put up a plant and that can be used for both exports and some of the demand could be absorbed locally.
सर, डिमांड क्लस्टर पे ही बैठे हैं हम लोग, और हम लोगों का पूरा जो कंपनी का मोट है और गेम है वो डिमांड क्लस्टर के ऊपर ही है. क्योंकि अगर आप एक बेसिक सा मैथ देखेंगे कि अभी जो इंडिया में स्टील बनता है, ठीक है, उसमें से जो इंडक्शन फर्नेस का पार्ट है वो लगभग 50 से 65 मिलियन टन है. मैं थोड़ा ब्रॉडर परस्पेक्टिव ले रहा हूँ कि मैं रिसर्च रिपोर्ट लेके नहीं बैठा हूँ, पर उस 65 मिलियन टन में से लगभग 60% जो है वो अकेले ईस्टर्न इंडिया में बनता है, और बाकी 40% में बाकी तीन रीजन आते हैं, साउथ, नॉर्थ और वेस्ट. तो डिमांड का तो ये सबसे बड़ा क्लस्टर है. इसका कारण है कि जो स्पंज आयरन के लिए प्रोडक्ट चाहिए होता आयरन ओर, वो सबसे ज्यादा ओडिशा, झारखंड, इस पूरे बेल्ट में माइन होता है, ठीक है. तो सिंस इट इज अ वेरी गुड प्लेस फॉर आवर कस्टमर, इट इज अ गुड प्लेस फॉर अस एज वेल. And most of our, competitors are also claiming to, sell a lot of products in Eastern India. So demand to Eastern India में सबसे ज्यादा है. अगर Eastern India में demand नहीं रहेगी और उधर demand रहेगी तो लोग यहाँ आके क्यों बेचने की कोशिश करेंगे. हमारे लिए दुर्भाग्य है that we are learning little late. We have to scale up really fast so that we can cater to the entire demand.
All right. Thank you so much. Wish you guys all the best for your future endeavors. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Dhaval Pandya from 47 Alpha Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are audible. Good afternoon.
First of all, congratulations on good set of numbers. I have a couple of questions.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
So, given details on the working capital cycles, how many receivable mm-hmm. days and inventory days and payable days are there?
Sir, the net receivable days for March 25 was, 1 second. So the total conversion cycle for December 25 was 51 days, 66 days for debtors, 6 days inventory, and 21 days creditors.
Okay, so do we expect some improvement in coming quarters?
Sir, you are going to see a lot of improvement in quarter 4 because this is how our industry works. We do a lot of stocking in Q2 and Q3 because of the fact that the freight costs are less and we try to go for a minimum inventory in Q4. So you can expect Q4 inventory to go down drastically and the debtor days also to go down because the entire cycle is something in which the maximum work that happens is in the last two quarters, in the this quarter and the next quarter. So identically, the previous quarter remains more for you can bulk up on things.
Okay. Another is, how much cash flow do we expect to be generated by FY28?
Sir, we are expecting somewhere around 50 to 60 crore rupees of cash flow to be generated on a very conservative basis because, this is all based on modeling, right? But I think we should be somewhere around 50 to 60 crore rupees at present. That is what it looks okay. like. Yes, sir.
Okay, and the last one is like, given details about the merger, at what valuation the merger was done?
Sir, book value. The merger was done at NAV book value, 399.60 rupees.
And can you also identify the benefit and rationale and for the same?
Sir, the benefit was, the biggest benefit is that the entire thing came under one single umbrella. Now we can cater in a much better way. And the rationale is that the acquisition was done for around 17 crore rupees and the company earns 10-11 crore rupees a year. So I think this should be taken as a delight to the shareholders. We did not take any valuation in this. Our objective was to bring everything in single umbrella because being a SME, we are always trying to be as transparent and as prudential to the shareholders as possible.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you very much, and once again, congratulations.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Vikas from MNP. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
First of all, sir, I'll like to congratulate on the brownfield capex project of completion.
And thank you, sir.
I just have one thing, sir. All the information you provided and I read, I'm just having one observation that you were approximately around 100 crores of revenue at PP value of 12 crores in financial year 25. That is around 8.33 times. Right? And now you are going for another round capex enhancement of 3 lakh metric ton. Which may be translating to around 200 crores revenue at full capacity with the capex budget of around 27 crores, as you mentioned, which is again 7 to 8 times of PPE. Fine. But I have one question that if I do a comparative study with the Raghav productivity subsidy, the PPE to turnover ratio is 1 to 2 times only. Can you please explain this thing that why there is a, is there any difference in machinery making or efficiency that you are using best quality of machines? I hope. So Can you just tell me about this difference in the ratios?
Sir, I do not know why and what other computer would require. All I could tell you is that what we are planning is once we are finished with the capex of the subsidiary, we would try to do a big, good AGM over there, and we'll invite all the stakeholders, and we'll try and we'll give them a game to identify that what machinery is less in our plant than anyone in the planet. Number one, and number two, we are using all the products from Metso Autotech, which is the most premier company in the world. So I think no one can question the fact that any crushing or any equipment taken from Metso can be of substandard or below standard at all. So I formally invite you and all of the people to, you know, whenever, I hope that our AGM and the CAPEX finish line is almost at the same deadline, to come and look across the plant that we are going to build, and then identify and differentiate the difference.
Okay. And sir, just one more thing. You mentioned about the planning to start operations in Rajasthan. Right. So can you just state the current status of this matter, that when it would be operational, or what is the current status about this?
Sir, we have already discussed this, but I'll just tell you again. We are trying to hunt land near the port region in Rajasthan and Gujarat. We are almost in the verge of finalizing things, but maybe by another 2-3 months, we should be able to finalize the land over there. Once the land is finalized, we will take another 4 to 5 months to establish a plant that is going to be a even smaller capex light plant, just to cater to the Rajasthan, Gujarat and the export region. And you know, this is how it is. So at present, we do not have any land in hand over there, but maybe when we do the next earnings call, you would be congratulating me for that. That is what I can say.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Charchit, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Earlier you mentioned that in Q3 our volume was across 37,000 tons, right?
Yes.
So like based on that, I back calculated it. So realization comes out to be cross approx 10,000 rupees. So like, is this sustainable or one-off?
Sorry, sir. Can you repeat again?
So like based on our volume of 37,000.
The volume that I gave you was for Monothek standalone. I think the revenue that you are taking is for consolidated.
So what was the console level volume?
The exact consolidated volume should be, I'm not sure, maybe 5,000-6,000 more, because the consolidation was done around 8th of November. So I do not have the exact data, but if you drop me a mail, I will definitely give you the bifurcation.
Okay. Okay, sir.
Anything else?
No, sir. So I just confused myself from like standalone.
No issue, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Samarth, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
So, just wanted to check what is the total market size for driving mass in the eastern region where you are based, and basically what is the market size in India in metric term base?
Sir, I think this is going to be a ballpark figure, because no national research or any direct data is there. There are a lot of installed furnaces, partly working, partly not working. So I'm just giving you a very ballpark figure. you can expect that the running mass industry right now requires somewhere around 2 to 3 lakh tons a month, in which whatever volume we are doing and our counterparts are doing, and rest is done by the unorganized sector. And in this 2 to 3 lakh, if you go for the eastern region, I think 60% should be in the eastern region. When I say eastern region, I do cover Chhattisgarh in this.
Okay.
Yes.
So, how are you with the expansion of our capacities to 5.7 lakh metric tons, which is coming up? So, how do we plan to take up that kind of market share in that region?
Sir, 5.7 lakh is on an annual basis. The market size that I gave you was on a monthly basis. Okay.
Right.
So, right now we are maintaining around 10 to 12% of market share. I think that is going to be a figure in India, and around 17 to 18% in the domestic region. So, with the increase in the requirement and the capacity, we are planning to have a 25% market share in the entire running mass industry. That is the vision. That is what we are trying to drive on.
Okay. Are you also planning to expand to other regions in India?
Sir, we are at present, we are planning to expand to Rajasthan. That is for sure. And apart from that, we are not having anything in our ball right now. But if there is any region where the demand comes, we will definitely try to go there and cater to that place rather than trying to reach from one place, because the transportation cost is the most critical element in the entire story.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So you also mentioned that our realization for ramming mass is around 8 rupees per kg. So will that be including freight or ex works?
That depends, you know, customer to customer. For customers who are located nearby, most of them are FOR basis. For customers who are very far off, is going to be, you know, ex plant. So depends, you know, case to case.
Okay.
But anyway, if you're trying to just calculate that by any chance we are doing free delivery, we are not doing free delivery, if there is any 1 rupee of cost also that comes on site, that is being charged to the customer. We do not do any free deliveries.
So can you at least help with the kind of selling price that we have?
Sir, selling of the product, sir, 7 to 7.5 rupees is what you could expect.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it. Sir, on the customer concentration part,
yes,
how much sales are we getting from the top 3 or top 5 customers? Can you help with that?
Sir, at present, it should be roughly 2 customers should be around 17 to 18%. Largely, it is scattered in different ways, and there are few groups. So there are no single customers, there are few groups. Like for instance, Rungta Mines has, I think, 5 or 6 works located at different places. Okay. So they will have one common name, but the works are located, something is located in Badbil, something is located in Chaibasa, something is located in Dekanal. Similarly, there are groups which are involved in this. Sham Steel Industry, that's a group. Rashmi Industries, that's a group. So, you know, if you go by the GST data numbers, it is going to be a different story. If you're going to go by groups, it is going to be a different story.
Sir, so in terms of the top 2 groups, how much would be the concentration?
24 to 25%, sir.
On group level also?
On group level also, yes, sir.
Okay, okay. And Rungta Mines would be how much? Rungta Group?
I don't think, sir, this will be appropriate for me to tell you on a con call, because this will involve my competitors also. If you want, I can mail you. Yeah.
No issues, no issues. Sir, just one last question. In terms of the total revenue, what part would be manufacture and trading? What would be the breakup?
Sir, we are planning to go for zero trading once our CapEx goes live. The trading that we are doing right now is we are trying to, cater to the customer and not let them go anywhere. So somehow we are just trying to manage. Trading we are doing at times of boric acid and boron oxide also, because boric acid, boron oxide comes with a shelf life of 4 months. So if we feel that we have overstocked and the price is almost same, then we do tend to, trade it. The company.
In terms of the total revenue that we have done.
The company's trading revenue was negligible last year also and is going to be negligible this year also on a consolidated basis.
Okay. And sir, any other product other than ramming mass that we are currently selling?
No, sir, we are not selling. There are few ancillary products at times, but they are irrelevant to the revenue at present. But in future, we are going to foray into few more products, and we'll let that be for the next con call.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Darshan from HNI. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, good afternoon, sir.
Sir, good afternoon. Namaskar.
Namaskar.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations. Congratulations for the good set of numbers. So my only question is, what is the targeted revenue and profit for FY 2027?
Sir, at present, what we are looking at is we are trying to, I mean, we are trying to double from here, okay? For
Okay.
You talked about FY 2027, right?
Correct, yeah. FY 2027.
But, I mean, I would rather want you to follow the guidance that we give on a quarterly basis, because we are into a manufacturing industry, okay? Serving to steel industry. So I just want to make sure that whatever guidance comes from my mouth has to be, 10%-20%, 25% deviation, not more than that. So
Correct.
This is the basic thing that we have to understand, sir, is we are going for an absolute greenfield project. The greenfield should be there in the Q1, but exactly when we are able to optimize, maybe 1 month later, 1 month sooner. So little difficult to project now, but maybe in subsequent quarters, more accurately and efficiently.
Okay, sir. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
I would like our chairman, Mr. Prabhat Khetiwal, to address this.
We thank everyone for participating in the call. We trust that we have answered all of your questions. If there is any question we have missed, please feel free to reach us at our company email. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Go India Advisors LLP, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.